Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the ninth paragraph of Maseches Pesachim. We are up to Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah talks about what happened if you had two or more groups that mixed up their Korbanos Pesach with each other. Shtei Chaburos Shenesach, meaning we're continuing in the series of Mishnayos of confusions that happen with a Korban Pesach. So Shtei Chaburos Shenesarvu Pischein. If you have two groups that their Korbanos Pesach became mixed in with each other, so you don't know which animal belongs to which group. So Elu Moshchanan Echad, one group takes for themselves one of the animals, and the other group takes for themselves one of the animals, and then they switch, they do a trade, one member of group 1 goes to group 2, one member of group 2 goes to group 1, and then they make a condition with each other. If this Korban Pesach that you just joined on to is our Korban Pesach, meaning the rest of group 1 says to the fellow who just joined from group 2, and the rest of group 2 says to the fellow who just joined from group 1, that if the animal that we're using is our original animal, so then you are hereby withdrawing from the animal that you were originally designated on, and you are joining with us. And if the Korban Pesach was that we're using right now was really yours, then we are withdrawing from our original, and we're joining on with you. And this works with any number, meaning if you have five groups of people that all five animals got mixed up, but there were five members of each group, just make sure that you reorganize the groups, that every group has a member of each of the original groups. And if you have 10 animals got mixed up, and there were 10 members of each original group, just make sure you reorganize the groups in a way that every group has at least one member of each original group. And you do the same deal between them. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph talks about what to do if the Pesach of two individuals became mixed up. Shnayim shenesarvu pischeim, two people, not groups, two individual people had their korbanos mixed up with each other. Zem moshech lo echad, zem moshech lo echad. Each one takes an animal. They randomly take whichever animal. Zem emani imo echad min hashuk, and each one registers someone else from the shuk to join with him. Zem emani lo echad min hashuk, and then zeh ba itzel zeh, the original owner comes over to the Pesach that the other owner chose, v'zeh ba'itzel zeh, and the other owner comes to the, you know, to the Pesach that he chose, meaning so they're right now standing next to the Korban Pesach that the other one chose, together with the new partner that the other one chose, v'kachem omrim, and they say, im shelihu Pesach zeh, if this Korban Pesach is really mine, yadach mishuchos mishal chavnim nisal shali, then you withdraw from the one that you had registered on, and you are now joined with me, v'im shel and if this one is really yours, then I withdraw from mine and I'm joining with you. Meaning you basically generate a situation where there are groups and it's not just two individuals. So you recruit new people to be part of a group, and then you just follow the same steps that we had previously in Mishnah Yud. So again, to review what we've learned today, in Mishnah Yud we learned that if you have two groups of people that the Korbanos Pesach got mixed in with each other, just do a trade of one member from each group to the other one, and make it Tanai, that if the Korban Pesach that we're bringing belongs to the majority of our group, so you are withdrawing from your other one and joining with us, and if it belongs to you, we're withdrawing and joining with you. And that works in any number, as long as you have at least the number of animals that get mixed in as Korbanos Pesach. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we learned that if two individuals Korbanos Pesach got mixed in with each other, don't stay as individuals. Join on, make groups, get a volunteer from the shuk to join on with each of you, and then pull the same trick. Have do a trade of the two original owners, and each guy should make the same condition that if this animal that I'm standing next to is my original animal, good, so that you should withdraw from the one that you just joined on and join with me. And if it's not my original animal, then I'm joining with you. And that way we can solve all the problems. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 10th Perek of Maseches Pesachim, Perek Arvei Pesachim, which of course is going to deal with the Seder night.